Welcome to the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Christian Research Institute President Hank Hanegraaff. We're on the air with the mission to equip you in life and truth because life and truth matter. In our post-truth culture of confusion, the need for Christians to be equipped with truth has never been greater. Truth equips you to live life authentically in Christ, enabling you to strive with all His energy that He so powerfully works within you. To join us on air with your question, dial 888-ASK-HANK, which translates to 888-275-4265. For more information, go online to equip.org. And now, here's Bible Answer Man host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you much, Randy. Do remember that you can also contact us via the mail at Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. And I should mention that we are storing up more and more data on equip.org in a variety of ways, including you can find the Hank Unplugged podcast there. And I'm interviewing some of the most interesting, informative, inspirational people in the world on Hank Unplugged. So if you haven't listened to the Hank Unplugged podcast, you can remedy that situation by going to the web at equip.org and listening there. I just did a podcast. It's not up yet. But talking about the fragments of truth, a DVD, a movie, which is the offer for the month, all this month. I interviewed on the podcast a guy who is simply incredible, not only as a scholar, but a communicator. His name is Dr. Craig Evans. He is featured in Fragments of Truth. Of course, the question that's being addressed is, can you trust the Bible? And if there is a more important question to ask than that, I am wholly unaware of it. For if the Bible is not trustworthy, Christianity would have no more authority for faith and practice than do Islam or Mormonism or a host of other misguided movements. Well, it's one thing to say you can trust the Bible. Of course, it's another thing to prove it. And I think it's so important for each one of us to be able to communicate at least three things. The first is that the Bible has stronger manuscript support than any other work of classical history. And that includes Homer and Plato and Aristotle and Caesar, Tacitus, of course, the great Roman historian. Equally amazing is the fact that the Bible has been virtually unaltered since the original writing. And this is attested by scholars who have compared the earliest extant manuscripts with manuscripts dated centuries later. The wisdom of God is also evident by the way He protected the biblical text from tampering. By the time ecclesiastical power was centralized, the biblical manuscripts were long since copied. They were distributed, and they were buried in the sands of time. Nearly 6,000 New Testament Greek manuscripts have now been uncovered. And not only is there a relatively short time interval between the earliest papyrus and parchment copies of the New Testament and their autographs or their original writings, but there is also less than a generation between those autographs and the events they chronicle. So the quality and the quantity of manuscripts assure us that the message, that the intent of the original autographs have been passed on to our generation without compromise. There's a second point, and that point involves archaeology, which demonstrates time and time again that in direct contrast to pagan mythologies, from Mormonism to Mithras, the people, the places, and the particulars that you find in the biblical text have their roots in history and in evidence. And of course, one of the best known examples concerns the books written by Dr. Luke, the books of Luke and Acts. And there was a biblical skeptic. His name was Sir William Ramsay. And by the way, he was trained as an archaeologist. He set out to disprove, using his discipline, to disprove the historical reliability of this portion of the Bible. But as a result of his painstaking archaeological trips to the Mediterranean, he became a convert as one after another. The historical allusions of Dr. Luke proved accurate. And of course, recent archaeological finds have corroborated biblical details surrounding so many things, including the trial that led to the fatal torment of Jesus Christ, which includes Pontius Pilate, who ordered Christ's crucifixion, and Caiaphas, the high priest, who presided over the Jewish leaders' trials of Christ. And so it's very telling that today's secular scholars are revising their biblical criticisms in light of solid archaeological and historical evidence. Let me provide one final point. And that is that, as with manuscripts in archaeology, prophetic stars in the constellation of biblical prophecy provide a powerful proof for the utter trustworthiness of the Bible. And of course, there are a couple of passages that I love to quote in this regard. One is by God himself. He's being chronicled by the prophet Isaiah. But God says this: I told you these things long ago. I told you these things before they happened. I announced them to you so you could not say, my idols did them, my wooden image, my metal god ordained them. Or, you know, God in flesh says something very similar in John chapter 14, where Jesus says, I have told you before it happens so that when it happens, you may believe. Now, how different from counterfeit prophets who all have one thing in common, and that is that they are consistently wrong. So an illumined context, or maybe I should say contrast, because contrast is the conduit to clarity. In a lumen contrast, genuine prophets are infallibly correct, and unlike pretenders, their prophetic prowess can never be pawned off to good luck or good guessing or to deliberate deceit. And of course, Daniel provides a classic case in point. Got to remember that Daniel is writing 6 centuries before the advent of Jesus Christ. And he accurately predicts a progression of kingdoms from Babylon through the Median and Persian empires to the persecution, to the suffering of the Jews under the Old Testament Antichrist, Antiochus the Fourth Epiphanes. Not only that, but the desecration of the temple and freedom for the Jews under Judas Maccabeus. Bottom line, the next time someone denies the reliability of the Bible, remember those 3 points: the manuscript evidence, the archaeological evidence, and the evidence from prophecy. And you, by remembering those 3 points, will be ready to give the reason for the hope that you have. This is a way of charting a secure course through the turnpikes of skepticism in a way to demonstrate conclusively that the Bible is divine rather than merely human in origin, that the Bible is completely trustworthy. And again, this is such an important question that all this month we have available for those who support the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, the Bible Answer Man broadcast, the Hank Unplugged podcast, and our 24/7 outreaches around the world. We have available for those who support this ministry, Fragments of Truth. And it answers the question that I just posed. Can we trust the Bible? It is absolutely not only astounding, but groundbreaking as well. Check it out on the web at equip.org. We'll be back in just a few moments with answers to your questions right here on the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Remember the number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK.
How good are the manuscripts on which the New Testament is based? Some skeptics of the Bible claim that the text has been deliberately changed. Dr. Craig Evans set out to investigate the actual texts that have survived from antiquity and interviewed experts who know best in the eye-opening new film, Fragments of Truth. To receive the DVD, Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, simply call 888-7000-CRI. And make a gift in support of the life-changing work of the Christian Research Institute. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit equip.org. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more answers from the Bible Answer Man. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless, natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.
Can we trust the Bible? The Christian faith is firmly rooted in the teachings of the New Testament, but can we really trust the Bible? Skeptics will tell you that the authenticity of the Bible cannot be trusted, arguing that the gospel manuscripts have been doctored to push a theological agenda. In the New Faith Life original film, Fragments of Truth, Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on, traveling around the world to investigate the most ancient New Testament manuscripts available. Along the way, Dr. Evans highlights groundbreaking new evidence demonstrating that the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it is stronger than ever. To receive your DVD of Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us at equip.org. The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles that equip you to exercise truth and experience life. Here's what's in the current special double issue of the Christian Research Journal. Dante's Inferno can help explain hell to modern seekers. Counter to our intuitions, Dante depicts sinners as eager to enter the inferno, for hell promises to give them exactly what they want, their sin and themselves forever. Other topics include, did the universe really have a beginning? Christian apologetics in a nutshell. Christianity and the origins of hospitals and modern medicine. The indomitable human spirit of Philip K. Dick. Why arguments over fetal pain capability ultimately miss the mark in the abortion debate, and much, much more. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today by calling 888-7000-CRI, 888-7000-CRI, or subscribe online at equip.org. That's equip.org.
once again, here is Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. And let's go to the phone lines. The number to dial, 888-ASK-HANK, numerically 888-275-4265. First up, Christina in California. Hi, Christina.
Hi there, Hank.
How are you?
Yes. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great today.
Good. I'm so glad to hear that. So my question to you today is, what is the best premise to start dialogue that is productive and constructive with our Hindu friends?
Yeah, you know what I think is particularly interesting, and I'm going to go to India as soon as it is safe to travel. But, you know, obviously if you go to India, you encounter Hinduism. And one of the things that sticks out of my mind is the first answer to your question is that the Hindu scriptures tout the hell of reincarnation. The difference, of course, is Holy Scripture, which teaches the hope of resurrection, the solution to the fear of karmic reincarnation is faith in Jesus Christ. So with Hinduism, you have this horrific idea of reincarnation that permeates the entire thinking, the entire mosaic of what you encounter in the Hindu matrix. And so I think that's a very important starting place, to be able to demonstrate the difference between reincarnation, which is a hell, and a resurrection, which is a heaven. But in terms of what Hindus believe, you know, they suppose that ultimate reality, or what they call Brahman, that is the impersonal oneness that transcends every single distinction. And that includes personal and propositional distinctions. So in their view, all of reality is a continuum or a simplified a whole. Secondly, I would say that humans in concert with the rest of the universe in the Hindu worldview are a continuous extension of Brahman. And thirdly, the Hindu scriptures, the Vedas and the Upanishads, they teach that the goal of humanity is liberation from this thing I was talking about earlier, from this endless cycle of death and reincarnation. And liberation is attained when you realize that your individual self is an illusion, that all is one. And until you gain that enlightenment, the law of karma, that karma that is so often spoken of in glowing terms, even in the West, dictates that our deeds in previous lives determine how you're reborn. And so if you're reborn in the lowest part of the caste system, you can be treated as though you're non-human. In fact, a cow can be treated better than a human being. So it's a horrible worldview, certainly when it's drawn to its logical extension. Unfortunately, many people in the West, they don't do that. They have sort of an idealized view of what Hinduism is.
Interesting. An idealized view in terms of?
Well, they paint Hinduism in Western vernacular, and they make it sound really good. So if you listen to some of the top Hollywood personalities, they talk about how they now are what they are, but they once were something else. So one might have been a queen, and the other might have been some important emperor. You know, so they sort of idealize this whole idea. But in truth, if your karma dictates, you could come back as a weed. You could come back as a hornet. You could come back, as I said, on the lowest rung of the caste system in India and be treated as non-human.
Okay. So, because there seems to be also like a fundamental difference in belief regarding truth and what that truth is, because truth is interpreted as an illusion. Is it best then to begin discussions by doing groundwork with, you know, relativism and absolutism, and why truth is actually there is an actual interpretation that is absolute for truth?
Because well, I think, you know, it depends on the...
It's an illusion. Yeah.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. But it depends on the sophistication of the person that you're talking to and whether they're someone that is a Hindu guru or someone that is a garden variety Hindu in America. Because you have to remember that just as in Christianity, a lot of people who embrace a particular religious system oftentimes do not understand the tenets of that religious system. But with respect to Hinduism, starting with what I talked about at the very outset in answering your question, starting with the distinction between resurrection and reincarnation, I think makes the most sense. Because ultimately, the answer for the Christian is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So you're not going to be reincarnated in another body. You're going to be resurrected in this body, immortal, imperishable, incorruptible.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there's claims, they make claims that other you know, master teachers, quote-unquote, have also achieved, you know, miracles. But I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, even if you, you know, attest to the historical fact of Jesus' resurrection, that they seem to think that there still is, it's not any different than these other...
Oh, but it is. I mean, you know, Jesus Christ does not stand in a line of peers with Hindu gurus. Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And that is the capstone in the arch of Christianity. And it is not something that you just say, but it's something that can be demonstrated. Jesus suffered fatal torment. The tomb was empty. Jesus appeared and gave compelling proofs that he had indeed risen from the dead. And as a result, the disciples were utterly transformed from those who were fearful to those who became lions of the faith, willing to die for the notion that Jesus Christ is in fact God and had the power to lay down his life and take it up again. So I think that's why, once again, I think to communicate the truth of Christianity in contrast to the deception of Hinduism is always very powerful. I mentioned this at the beginning of the broadcast in another context, but it bears repeating here, that contrast is always the conduit to clarity. Contrasting the Hindu worldview with the Christian worldview. The other thing, though, that I think is really important in this discussion is that when you're talking about cults or world religions, it's difficult for us as Christians to be well-versed in every one of them. And that's why I always recommend that you become so familiar with the genuine article that when a counterfeit looms on the horizon, you can spot it instantaneously. So it's not so much becoming familiar with every one of the deviations of every one of the cults and world religions, but it's becoming intimately acquainted with the truth. And therefore, the counterfeit becomes obvious by comparison. Well, the truth of resurrection demonstrates the absolute counterfeit nature of Hinduism and its chief tenet, reincarnation and karma.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Got to leave it at that. I'm almost out of time for this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. I've written about this in various places, including there's an entry, I believe, a couple of entries, maybe two or three, in the Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. You can find that on the web. It's available for those who support the Ministry of the Christian Research Institute. Sorry for my long answer, but Christina was asking a very important question, and I'm sorry for those that could not hang on. There were some really interesting questions. I hope you call me back on tomorrow's edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast as I close out this broadcast. Once again, I want to thank all of you who stand shoulder to shoulder with me in the battle for life and truth. We do what we do because truth matters, and beyond that, life matters more. Sometime or other, I'm going to give you a further explanation of exactly why I say that. But we're out of here for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Skeptics such as Bart Ehrman claim that the New Testament manuscripts were modified to misrepresent the meaning of the message of our Messiah. Dr. Craig Evans takes this claim head-on in his new film, Fragments of Truth, traveling the globe to track down the most ancient New Testament manuscripts. Spoiler alert, the case for the reliability of the New Testament manuscripts is not just strong, it's stronger than ever. To receive the DVD Fragments of Truth, Ancient Documents, New Discoveries for yourself, or as a terrific gift for a friend or loved one, simply call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift in support of the life-changing outreaches of the Christian Research Institute. That's 888-7000-CRI. You can also write CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina 28271, or visit online at equip.org. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is funded solely by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter. Are you the product of millions of years of unguided, purposeless natural processes? Or are you created in the image of a loving God? Faced with the overwhelming scorn of evolutionary proselytizers, it can be hard to articulate the truth about God's creative work. And even among faithful Christians, many misconceptions linger. The Creation Answer Book by Hank Hanegraaff puts answers to the most hotly debated origins questions right at your fingertips, giving you clarity and understanding. Learn to articulate the truth about our origins clearly and compassionately when you request your copy of the Creation Answer Book, or listen to Hank's insightful answers with the unabridged audiobook version on CD. Receive your copy of the Creation Answer Book or the audiobook on CD from the Christian Research Institute when you call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org.